This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
What's up, loves? Welcome to Self-Care in Real Life, a podcast where we obsess over giving women the tools that they need to choose happiness and create more joyful moments. I am your host, best-selling author and lifestyle blogger, Ty Alexander, and I'm basically your new wellness hype girl, so welcome to the party. Before we take a deep dive into today's episode, I want to remind you to please be sure to rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes if you've enjoyed the podcast so far. For my faithful listeners who are used to ad-free podcast episodes, we now have them for you over on our exclusive membership community on Patreon. That's patreon.com/selfcareIRL. In addition to the ad-free podcast episodes, you will also find all of the gems that I have created for you to help you cultivate life-shifting healing experiences. So let's get right into today's episode. We all have that strong friend. I mean, you know that friend. They show up at every single milestone you have, to every happy hour invite. They blow up all the balloons at each product launch. They help you prep for the cookout. They run to get the ice when the other friend forgot to grab the ice. Their expertise is showing up. Hell, you may even be the strong friend. Maybe you are the person with the captain save a bleep. Maybe you're that person, right? I know I am. I am the friend who will get her hands dirty for you. I am the friend who is texting you, hey, you were just on my mind, just checking on you. And if I really love you, I'm calling you to say, didn't want anything, ain't talked to you in a minute. How are you really managing? I value support, so I give it in all the ways that I can. Therapy has taught me that I am essentially mimicking how I would like people to show up for me instead of actually voicing how I'd like support. I hear a lot of people say, and I've also been told this, you know, I've got a lot going on now and I don't have time to check in on people, blah, 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 blah. I mean, don't we all have a lot going on right now? Look outside. Sidebar, this is not the struggle Olympics and your busy isn't more busy than my busy. Your busy isn't better than my busy. You hear us out? That just sounds crazy, right? True story, I actually dissolved a friendship because she didn't see the value in supporting me in this way. She also was too busy to text back, even though sis had all them little dots at the top of her IG stories. She also always RSVP'd to something but never showed up, but stayed posting same day memories of her and her other friends. Sis, just say you don't like me and move on. Anyway, another podcast. Sorry for the rant. Anyway. In today's episode, you and I are going to discuss a few really powerful reasons why you should be checking in on your strong friend and ways to release your strong friend behavior, if that's you. So let's first chat about why it's important to check in on your friends. So number one, they might not be used to voicing their struggles. As I go deeper into this wellness space, I find myself really being inquisitive of other people's journeys. I want to know how you got to how you feel now. I ask questions, I listen, then I even follow up later to see if any solutions were actually found after our conversation. Now, on the flip side, I often don't receive the same, and it's hard for me to sometimes share back in that way. So if I don't have a friend who does me on me, you know, like does me to me, they're met with like, you know, I'm fine, it's okay, I'll be okay, I'll figure it out, that kind of response, right? But not being able to or finding it hard to actually voice your struggles sometimes happen to people who grew up in dysfunctional homes. Now, I'm not saying your home was dysfunctional. However, there is a popular quote that I love, and it reads, "A dysfunctional family is any family with more than one person in it." Can I get an amen? It might be safe to say that we all have just a tad smidget bit of dysfunction in all of our families, in all of us. So voicing your struggles to your friends and your family might also be difficult for people who have never felt support from their family or their friends, especially during childhood. Our inner child, she needs a massage every day. So in adulthood, we're just not used to sharing our struggles or even sharing our desires and needs, right? Like, how often do you actually speak or voice what you want, what you need from people? The check-in from friends just really helps to remind people, me, you, us, that someone is thinking of them and caring enough about their well-being to actually follow through on the thought and then check in on them too. I don't know what that word is, girl. If you're struggling to build a morning routine, might I suggest some of my favorite self-care practices like stretching and journaling and having a scoop of AG1 from Athletic Greens. Athletic Greens was created when the founder experienced a ton of gut health issues and ended up on a complicated supplement routine to recover. It cost him $100 a day. Golly, that's too much, right? Athletic Greens makes it more affordable to take care of your gut health. It costs just $3 a day. Right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop in a cup of water every day. That's it. No need for a million different pills and supplements to look out for your health. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is giving you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/TY. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/TY to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. Number 2, they might be uncomfortable voicing their struggles. This is more like, I don't know, 1B, but you get where I'm going with this one. Not everyone will be as comfortable seeking help or seeking advice or seeking advice or seeking comfort when they are struggling. Some people are just more bottled up than others. This also comes from our inner child not feeling safe, our inner child not feeling supported or not trusting that someone will actually show up for us. A lot of people share things and then they are met with judgment or jealousy or even anger. So why would I be comfortable enough to share with you? In episode 52, I interviewed my good girlfriend, Crystal Franklin. She is a producer over at The Real, the talk show, The Real. You know the one. I was really curious to see how she was healing. I follow her on Instagram and, you know, I just was a big fan of her. And I was like, I wonder how she heals. In our conversation, she shared with me, or us, because it's your podcast too. She shared with us how she needed or would like people to kind of constantly ask if she's okay. So like maybe if she said no the first time, to kind of just ask again, like keep trying to get through. And her perspective hit me instantly. My initial response was like, wow, that's really unfair to expect that of your friends. And I kind of still feel that way. But now I see that it's just way more layered. And if it's layered for her, it's probably layered for lots of people, maybe even you. It's clear that a reason why Crystal might not feel comfortable sharing her struggles is because she needs to work on being more vulnerable, especially with her friends and family. But that doesn't mean that, you know, me as a friend or you as a friend can't still check on that person. Because I do love her. And so I should be able to check in on her, regardless of the wellness journey that she's on, regardless of where she is in that journey. But now, maybe now that I know she is struggling with being vulnerable and sharing, I can pop in periodically on her and her wellness and check in, right? And there's no harm in that. So to her point, maybe I should ask a few times. Like, okay, I know, especially again, like I said, now that I know that she is just the example I'm using. I'll also preface this and say that her and I are in the infancy stages of friendship. And so this is just a hypothetical for her and I. But I know plenty of people who I ask them, are they okay? And it's just kind of like, I'll be fine. And so I'll just stop asking because I'm like, all right, girl, you got it. When the reality is maybe they don't have it and maybe they do need a little push to be able to have the permission to share in that way. The strong friend is using being strong as a way to cope. So sharing and being vulnerable makes them do the uncomfortable work that is necessary for their growth. And why wouldn't you want to be a part of that? Number three, they might not realize that they are even struggling. I don't know about you, but if I say I'm fine enough times, I will start to believe it. Even sitting inside my own chaos, denial is the real champion of this story, okay? And Black women are consistently taught by society that we can and should just work through the pain and potentially try and solve the problem on our own. Because we got it. Because we're strong. Strong and Black. That's it. Do it yourself. In the past, here's an example. In the past, I've had dentists, right? I mean, obviously, I'll get my teeth clean, whatever. I've had dentists. And I was thoroughly scared of the dentist for years because it was painful. The anxiety I experienced is kind of mind-blowing. I remember in my early 30s, late 20s, I remember getting my tooth pulled and he basically had me in a headlock, y'all. Like I'm in the chair and his hand is wrapped around my neck. He's got this tool in, like I can vividly see it, right? I can vividly see it. Hand around my neck, this tool is inside of my mouth and he's desperately trying to pull my wisdom tooth out. That's not budging. Like it's in there like swimwear. It's not going nowhere. He actually debated my pain, told me it can't hurt that bad. Just it can't. He aggressively compared my pain to other people's pain, said most patients don't need pain medicine for this, so I shouldn't either. And I've met tons, dozens of doctors who believe this, who practice in this way. Most doctors' bedside manner is shameful at best, especially when caring for Black people. It wasn't until I found a new dentist shortly after the quarantine that I realized how much I was actually struggling during my dental appointments and didn't need to be. When I told him my pain threshold was like low, like down to the ground under the earth kind of low, he surprisingly didn't debate me. He said something so simple, yet so profound. He said, well, you know your pain better than any doctor could. So if you need meds, you'll get meds. We got you. Y'all, I teared up a bit because I had never been given that permission to feel the pain, feel the struggle, and then also ask for help and know that you'll get it. We are not meant to carry the world on our backs. We are not meant to live our lives in pain. We are not meant to struggle on our own, alone, in silence. We're just not meant to do that. So yes, you should check in on your friends, even if they're lying about the struggle that they are experiencing, because they may not even know they are. When it comes to work, one of the most important things to consider is the team you surround yourself with. That's why you should use Indeed if you're looking to grow your team. Indeed is the hiring platform where you can attract, interview, and hire all in one place. The most brilliant part about Indeed is that you can do virtual interviews, which makes the hiring process so much easier. Find great talent faster through time-saving tools like Indeed Instant Match, assessments, and virtual interviews. With Instant Match, over 80% of employers get quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed matches their job description the moment they sponsor a job, according to Indeed Data US. Sign up for Indeed now and get a $75 credit towards your first sponsored job. Plus, earn up to $500 extra in sponsored job credits with Indeed's virtual interviews. Visit Indeed.com/selfcare IRL to learn more. Claim your credits at Indeed.com/selfcare IRL. Indeed.com/selfcare IRL. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. The fourth reason why you should be checking in on your people is it will remind them that you are there for them. Now listen, I don't care what kind of thug you claim to be, and honey child, I claim to be all versions of thug. Auntie thug, rich thug, nostalgic thug, all the thugs, friend, okay? But everybody wants and needs and loves to know that they have people in their corner, especially people we expect to be in our corner. It's great when the unexpected friendship shows up and out. It's great when it's a random act of kindness, right? You know, you just met a homegirl, and instead of being all weird and creepy, you actually hit it off, and all is right in the world. I actually have a good girlfriend, Asia, a fellow lady DJ. Literally met this lady during the quarantine. We FaceTime 3 to 4 times a week. We text and DM all day. I have never met that lady, never. Or shall I say, I have yet to meet that lady. But you could not tell us we ain't been friends for decades plus. And I love that for us. I honestly do. I do. However, comma, period. What about the love and support that we expect? The best friend of 20 years, the favorite cousin since inception, the aunties and uncles from the old block, our people. We should be able to expect our people to be in our corner, ready to help us to fight the world. We should expect our people to actually think about us and our well-being. And it doesn't have to be you putting me first. It's not what I mean. I certainly do not want you to sacrifice your happiness for mine, but people simply noticing me and the nuances of my mood means a lot. It means the world to me. My people who want to make sure I'm doing okay, even if I don't seem happy on the inside, child, that is golden. So number 5, they will realize the importance of checking in on you too. That's the beauty of this, okay? As I mentioned in the beginning, one of the reasons I do check in on people is because I want them to feel good. And I hope that feeling creates new habits in them. When someone has people in their corner checking in on them, odds are they are going to start thinking of who in their life they have that they can check in on too. Immediately after I get a check-in text or phone call, of course I respond to them. But I think, who can I text to see? Who can I catch up with? Can I send a quick message to so-and-so that I haven't spoken in a while? Because truth is, we all need a little bit of support and love just floating around us. All right, so now that you know, or I've at least convinced you, why it's important to check in on your strong friends, let me actually talk to the strong friends, aka me. Let's talk about ways you and I can release this strong friend behavior. Ooh, golly. Okay, so number 1. Let's recognize when our friends need therapy. My favorite saying now is, that is above my pay grade and you might need a professional. Discernment will be your friend. Learn when it no longer feels strong and it just feels heavy. It's great to share your experiences and vent with each other and even come up with, you know, solutions together. But when you've hit a wall and they've hit a wall and you just got to throw in the towel like Tyrese said. I'm sorry that was corny, but I had to say it. Sometimes we end up just gaslighting the situation when our honesty is really what's best and what's needed. Number 2, learn your capacity. I consider myself to be a vessel of the Lord. Sometimes in conversations, someone will say something I believe they need to hear and I will say it. It is always an honor for me to hear what the Lord has for people, so I honor this gift. But that's where it stops for me. That's where it stops. A lot of people will welcome this as a moment for free therapy. And I, ooh, child, let me say it. Let me pause. Clear my throat. I am not your therapist. I just am not. People will emotionally dump things on you without your permission. It is very okay to stop them mid-sentence and remind them or advise them that you do not have the capacity to listen or engage. Or maybe you have the capacity to listen but not engage. It's just very okay for you to stop them, is my point. And because I know I can be the person who emotionally dumps, I try to be better than I was before, right? I actually ask them, do you have time to help me with this? Or can you listen for a moment? If not, I can tap back in later. This is giving the person a chance to choose. It also just sets the conversation up in a really good way. Because maybe I don't have the capacity right now, but let's schedule a chit chat for later tonight after I've crossed all of my things off. This also eliminates the feeling of burden for both parties. The last way that you and I are going to release our strong friend behavior is to not compromise ourselves at the expense of others. Now, honey child, others really means anyone. Husbands, children, parents, friends, family, boss, coworkers, strangers, on and on and on. I could go on and on and on. In no particular order, others. When you compromise yourself for others, you create a sense of bitterness that really only belongs to you. So now you are bitter and stuck with the feeling only you own and only you can solve, which is just backwards to me. If you have heard nothing else in this episode that I said, hear me when I say this. Learn who you are. Learn what you need. Learn what you desire. And then vocalize them. Listen and watch when people show you who they are. And then support them in their journey. Thank you so much for joining me today. I am incredibly grateful for our connection. Thank you for just leaning into these hard conversations with me. And a special thank you to those of you who are here every week, faithfully listening and supporting the podcast. If you'd like to continue our conversations or you just have a story that you want to share, please consider joining our community. Log on to patreon.com/selfcare. That's patreon.com/selfcare IRL. And if you've enjoyed this episode, do me a favor and submit your review on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, or wherever you are listening to me today. Also, I kind of think you like me, so go ahead and subscribe to the podcast so you can be the first to get new episodes each and every Monday. And I want to encourage you to share this episode on IG Stories, Twitter, Facebook. Just do your girl a favor and share it so we can keep the conversations going. And when you do share it, make sure you tag me at Ty Alexander and at Self Care IRL. Again, thank you so much for listening today. I enjoyed you. And until next time, toodles.